The Music Haven Concert Series presents world-class concerts in Schenectady, New York. All their shows are scheduled to take place in Schenectady's Central Park on the Agnes MacDonald Music Haven stage, with a rain site at Proctor's in case it does rain or whatever. The Music Haven Concert Series continues its tradition of traveling the world one concert at a time with their 2016 series of free open-air concerts in Schenectady Central Park. This year's concerts are stacked with international touring talent. Will certainly transport you to all kinds of cool places: Senegal, Nashville, Puerto Rico, Trinidad, Jamaica, Harlem, Ukraine, Macedonia, Cuba, and County Sligo, Ireland, and I may even be leaving out a couple. I'm not sure. Mona Golub is the Music Haven Concert Series Producing Artistic Director. She joins us to tell us about their schedule for the summer that runs Sundays at 7 o'clock beginning this Sunday, July 10th. And it's a delight to welcome Mona Golub back to the roundtable. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's a delight to be back.
Well, thank you very much. So last year, I think we caught you in sort of mid-season, so it's fun to catch you at the beginning. You've got a lot of great stuff coming
up. We've got an incredible set of destinations this summer. Our audiences are going to travel to all different parts of the world simply by ending up in the heart of Central Park in Schenectady, New York.
What goes into bringing those acts together and to create that passport, if you will, for people musically?
Well, for me, it's all about relationships that I've developed over the last 26 years with agents and managers and others who are connected to the wonderful artistry that is out there in the world and yet hasn't necessarily made its way through this area.
When you start this, do you think geographically, do you think, okay, I want to go here, I want to go there, I would love to do this, I would love music from this part of the world?
In some cases, yes. I would say annually we bring in an artist from somewhere on the African continent. West Africa, Central Africa, Southern Tip, we don't know. But looking to see who will be touring in the United States, mm-hmm. who might be passing along this area and able to make that stop here, we don't really know until we start chatting with people.
So I want to get into the schedule in a moment, but why do you think it's important for people to hear that and to hear music from Senegal and Puerto Rico and Jamaica and so forth?
Well, personally, I think one of the best ways for people to share culture with one another is to enjoy the music and the visual art and the food that relates to that culture, things that are interesting, intriguing, enjoyable, and bringing people together in an open space like a park and having food that accents the music that's on the main stage, and having there not be tickets or mm-hmm. hurdles that people need to jump through. They just need to find their way there, whether by foot or by bike or by car or by bus. To me, that's just magic, and it allows us to understand some of the philosophy behind other culture, mm-hmm. The inspiration behind other culture, and the history that makes some of these cultures so very rich in the tradition that they carry on. Even as their music becomes more progressive over the years, it carries on some of the tradition, like the first concert with Pop Diouf et La Génération Consciente. It evokes this sense of traditional sabar drumming that is indigenous to the Gambia and Senegal from hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
And this is it drumming? It's a kind of a fusion?
Most definitely. It is full-fledged Western pop mixed with this traditional sense of rhythm that is so historic.
And when you hear something like this, I assume you listen to a lot of downloads, a lot of CDs, and get an idea of what's out there. So, and then once you bring it, what has been wonderful, and I think we talked about this last year when you were here, is how the audiences respond. This has been very much a word of mouth festival that people say, it's really cool, it's a lot of fun, yeah. And people come out.
Yeah, our audiences truly have this wonderful, adventurous spirit. their ears and their minds and their hearts are open to the different styles of music, not music that you would hear on mainstream radio. Some of the wonderful shows on National Public Radio, mm-hmm. whether it's Afropop or Thistle and Shamrock, you'll hear on specialty radio, but you come to these shows because you know that you're coming to hear an artist who is at the top of their game internationally, though their music may not be mainstream. You know that you'll be treated to an exquisite show that you might pay $30 or $40 or $50 to see in a concert hall or a club, but you're going to be able to see and dance to out in the openness of the park.
The free concert series is such a wonderful way because it is it gets people out, and they're very open, aren't they, as to experiencing. They may not know, I would say in most cases they probably don't know these artists, but they take it on faith that it will be a great show because you're presenting it.
Well, interestingly enough, I think that's the greatest compliment that can be paid to me, is people come, sight unseen or sound unheard, and right. they trust that they'll be treated to a wonderful show. But people do come out of the woodworks to support a group that comes from a place that connects to their heritage. When we have a Nigerian show, the Nigerian Association from this area is huge. They come out in great numbers with their flags mm-hmm. and help to welcome people to enjoy their culture. This year on the Dacha Bracha show on August 7th, we're working with the New Russia Cultural Center in the area. There are about 12,000 Russian-speaking folks who are living in the capital region right now. And we're hoping that they'll come out and enjoy the Ukrainian show, along with many other people who may not have a stitch of Russian or Eastern European heritage, for that matter, but who are open to the style of music that they offer.
Ukrainian folk punk.
Yes.
That sounds very cool. Maybe complicated, but cool.
Well, actually, folk drone Bjork punk was directly quoted from Rolling Stone, who happened to see Dacha Bracha at the Bonnaroo Festival, of all places, mm-hmm. the famous festival down in Tennessee, that's very multicultural, multi-ethnic. And this was back in 2014, and thought they were amazing. They are a group of theatrical folks, so they came out of theater and music, started touring about 7 years ago, and have developed this progressive art form that reaches back into the vocal history of Eastern Europe with the very tight nasal harmonies, and at the same time, the instrumentation that they add with probably 10 different instruments, mm-hmm. drums, keyboards, and a couple that haven't been on the Music Haven stage before. They create this sound that is as ancient as it is progressive. And they don't take themselves too seriously. They are fabulously visual, fun to watch and listen to.
It is over 6 weeks, and every Sunday at 7 o'clock, and beginning this Sunday and going through August 14th. So let's go over the schedule real quick as to what we start off with July 10th and bring us through to the 14th.
Our kickoff this coming Sunday, July 10th, is Pop Diouf et la Génération Consciente, or the Conscious Generation. They are from Senegal. They've never played the region before. And opening for them is Umoja African Dance and Drumming from the Hamilton Hill Art Center in Schenectady. Then we move on to concert number 2 on July 17. Jerry Douglas presents the Earl of Leicester, probably the most high-profile group that we have mm-hmm. coming this summer. They won the Grammy Award for Best Bluegrass Album of the Year in 2015. Jerry Douglas is a master dobro player, an uber producer who's been involved with more than 200 albums, played with Alison Krauss and Union Station as well. But this is a group that he's leading, and this is his vision of really creating a tribute to Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, so very classic bluegrass. Opening for them, Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys from right here in the greater capital region. Then on July 24th, we're headed to Puerto Rico with the premier group that is preserving the plena style of music, both plena and bomba, led by Gary Nunez, their bass player who founded the group a couple decades ago. They have also been nominated for 4 different Grammys, a couple of them Latin Grammys. Big band sound, a lot of good dance music, horns, all the auxiliary percussion that's so authentic to Puerto Rican music, like the güiro that's scraped. You're not going to be able to stay out of, stay in your seat that evening for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then on July 31st, we move on to a legend, Monty Alexander, who's bringing his Harlem Kingston trio. He has got Jamaican roots, but he is a jazz master. And that will be a fabulous jazz concert with flavor of reggae built into the music. You can definitely feel the authenticity of his roots come out through the music. And opening that show, we've got Alfred St. John's Trinidad and Tobago Steel Band, who I have not worked with in about 15 years. They're from the Rochester area, and they do evoke that very authentic island sound. Then next, concert number 5 on August 7th, Dacha Bracha from the Ukraine, actually from Kiev. They are the first band that we have ever hosted from the Ukraine. So this will be really exciting. And I happened to have the opportunity to see them perform a showcase at the APAP convention this past January in New York City. And let's just say I was late for my train. I was mesmerized by these folks. And I can't wait to see them live outdoors in Central Park at Music Haven. Opening for them, a wonderful Macedonian and Israeli trio called Tabce Gravce. And then, of course, we have our grand finale, around which we fashion our summer social event, which is open to the community. And featured on the stage that night will be Dervish from County Sligo, Ireland. They are one of the best traditional Irish bands traveling the world today. And opening for them, we've got Matt and Shannon Heaton from the Boston area. And if you love traditional Irish music, that will be a fabulous night to come see us at Music Haven.
You can find out the entire schedule by going to musichavenstage.org for more information. Musichavenstage.org. Mona Golub is the Music Haven Concert Series producing artistic director. Mona, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Have a wonderful season. Thanks so much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Great
pleasure. Hope to see you out there.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.